Benedict XVI was born Joseph Ratzinger at Marketel am Inn, southern Germany, on April 16, 1927, and was baptized on the same day, Holy Saturday. His father, a policeman, belonged to an old family of farmers from Lower Bavaria of modest economic resources. His mother was the daughter of artisans. Joseph Ratzinger spent his childhood and adolescence in a small village near the Austrian border. In this environment, which he himself has defined as Mozartian, he received his Christian cultural and human formation. His youthful years were not easy ones. His faith and the education received at home prepared him for the harsh experience of those years during which the Nazi regime pursued a hostile attitude towards the Catholic Church. It was precisely during that complex situation that the young Joseph Ratzinger discovered the beauty and truth of faith in Christ, his personal calling, and the beginnings of a journey that would lead to the chair of Peter. Fast forward 80 years and the eve of Palm Sunday, a sunny spring day in Rome. There are many faithful and tourists milling around the square before the basilica that enshrines the tomb of the first apostle, below the windows of the apartments that have been home to St. Peter's 264th successor, Pope Benedict XVI, for the past 6 years. These, pilgrims and tourists in their own simple way, also send their greetings to Pope Benedict, Benedetto, as the Bishop of Rome is locally known, with spontaneous songs and cheers, in the hope he will hear.
I want to say happy birthday to the Pope Benedetto.
We're from Washington, Seattle.
Happy birthday, Pope Benedict. Hope you have a great day.
Buon compleanno!
Feliz cumpleaños a ti!
Happy birthday, Pope!
I'm Michael from Memphis, Tennessee. Happy birthday.
Liam from Memphis, Tennessee. Happy birthday, Pope.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pope. Happy birthday to you.
One of the first heads of state to send birthday greetings was Queen Elizabeth II, who sent her prayers recalling the Pope's memorable visit to the UK last year. Monsignor Joseph Clemens, Secretary of the Pontifical Council for the Laity and longtime secretary to the then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger when he was Prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, notes the coincidence of the Pope's birthday in relation to Easter and his election.
Mio augurio naturalmente è di una buona salute.
Easter is an important aspect right from the beginning of Joseph Ratzinger's life, he says. He was baptized on Holy Saturday, very early in the morning, as was the custom in Bavaria, and just 3 days after his birthday in 2005, he was elected Pope.
84 anni. Tanti auguri, Santo Padre.
Finally, Father Federico Lombardi, director of the Holy See Press Office, Vatican Radio and Vatican Television Centre, on behalf of the listeners, viewers and readers all over the world, wishes Pope Benedict a very happy birthday, a long life committed to serving the Lord and His Church with total and tireless dedication. We all follow you with gratitude and admiration. But perhaps one priest all the way from New York puts it best.
My name is Father Bill Gorman from the Diocese of Albany, New York. First of all, happy birthday, Holy Father. You are an inspiration to all of us, and you live out the joy of Christ that you speak about all the time. Many more years, best wishes, ad multos annos, ecce sacerdos magnus. Amen.
From all of us at Vatican Radio, to our Pope and our Holy Father, a very happy birthday. I'm Emer McCarthy.